Look at SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump tapping one of his economic advisors to serve in a temporary role on the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president selected Stephen Miron, the chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisers. He will fill the final months of a vacancy on the Fed's Board of Governors. Miron has been a major defender of Donald Trump's income tax cuts and tariff hikes. He also has played down the risk of the tariffs generating higher inflation, a major source of concern for Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president has summoned reporters to the Oval Office, presenting charts that he says shows the economy remains very solid. Stephen Moore, a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, joined the president to discuss the economy. A former television Superman wants to be sworn in as an honorary ICE officer. Here's Ken Lorman with that story.
Dean Cain, who played the superhero on a 1990s television show, wants to join the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. In an interview with Fox News, Cain said he's already spoken to the agency, which is responsible for enforcing immigration laws to preserve national security and public safety. Cain also posted a video encouraging others to join the agency. The 59-year-old has been outspoken in his conservative viewpoint and has endorsed Mr. Trump in three elections. Ken Lorman reporting.
White House announcing an increased federal law enforcement presence in the nation's capital for at least the next week in order to combat crime. This follows President Trump's suggestion that his administration could take over running the city. The White House says federal personnel from various police forces will be visible on the streets. This is SRN News. Well, Canada will reportedly pay homosexuals to move there.
The government in Ottawa is encouraging LGBT people in the U.S. and around the world to consider immigrating with the offer of 12 months of income and resettlement support. Canadian officials are working with homosexual pressure groups, including the Rainbow Railroad, which styles itself as the underground railroad that helped slaves escape from the South here in the U.S. prior to the Civil War. Some critics say Canadian taxpayers should not be footing the bill. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court may take up another religious freedom case. In 2015, when two Christian schools in Florida made it to the state football championship, High School Athletic Association barred the teams from conducting a joint prayer at the stadium before kickoff. The lawsuit resulted. Supreme Court's recent record in First Amendment cases has been more friendly to religious plaintiffs. SRN News. A federal report finds where most Americans get half of their calories.
The top sources include burgers and sandwiches, sweet baked goods, savory snacks, pizza, and sweetened drinks. Ultra-processed foods have been linked to chronic health problems. One surprising finding, consumptions of ultra-processed foods appeared to dip slightly over the past decade, which may be due to greater awareness of the food's potential harms. John Scott reporting.
News Media Corporation, an Illinois-based publisher, announcing the abrupt closure of dozens of newspapers across five states because of financial problems. Now, the company says it will shut down 14 operations in Wyoming, 7 more in Illinois, 5 in Arizona, several more in South Dakota, and in Nebraska. The move affects a number of small-town newspapers that were often the primary news source. More details at srnnews.com.